2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. The 15-minute morning show podcast. A lot of us wearing purple for Spirit Day. A few of us aren't. Look at Scary's. Scary's tight shirt.
It's a size small. It's the only thing you guys had.
And you know what? You look great in it, and you're making a statement. You're making several statements.
What statement am I making?
It's Spirit Day. It's all about bullying in the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep. Absolutely.
And you know what? It is good to recycle tight shirts.
He was very, very happy that he said, and I quote, I was happy I was able to squeeze into this. Even if it doesn't fit, he's glad he
there
got into
go.
A small.
Yeah.
And we're happy you did. And there's Froggy, and there's Nate, and there's Scotty B, and Danielle, and Gandhi, and Brody, and Garrett.
Yes.
Garrett.
All right. Yes, Nate.
Okay. So during the show today, Gandhi did a list of things. What was it? Things men do that women don't know about? Or
yeah, things men secretly do.
So I found this list on Reddit. The things they didn't realize until they lived with a woman.
Oh,
that's good.
Okay.
So, really?
This thing I found out, it kind of shocked me. Apparently, showering and washing your hair are separate events.
They're not separate events, but you don't always do them together.
Right.
That's what I found.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You, and when you wash your hair, it's quite an undertaking. At least, like, if you have hair like me or, like, you know, a lot of it, it's not just a quick bam thing.
Yeah, with us, it's like in the shower every day, done.
Right.
But
yeah, right.
When you have hair like yours, longer hair, more hair, it is an event.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys didn't know that until they moved in with a woman.
It's an event. You invite people over.
You can have a bottle of conditioner.
Yeah.
At once.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, yeah. Your wife, Amy, has enough hair for 5 people.
This
so
is true.
She's got
the
a
drain
lot.
Drain can prove that.
Yeah.
Was there anything else on that list?
Yeah, well, there's tons. To get rid of bangs, you don't just cut them off.
Well, seriously?
No, you have to grow them out.
Yeah. Does that make sense? I mean, imagine.
But isn't that just the hair up front?
You know, what are you going to do? You're going to cut it off and then you're going to have a. Like, no.
Don't judge him. He doesn't know.
I don't know.
We're learning.
I mean, we all have the same hair. So, like, Nate, if you decided you wanted to grow your hair out or you didn't want that little curly cue in the front anymore, you wouldn't just cut it off, right?
Well, what do you do with it? You just
let
comb it,
grow. It
to the
you
side?
You let it grow. Yeah. You can pin it with a bobby pin while it grows out. There's things you can do.
Okay.
I got to be honest. I had no answer for that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hairstylists get really temperamental about bangs, too. They'll tell you, like, oh, nope, I don't think you should do bangs.
Yep.
Your hair's too long. It's going to take you too long to grow it out. Mm-hmm. You don't have the face for it. Yep. All kinds of stuff.
And they can tell
if your hair's
when you
too
cut
curly
your own hair.
Or, you know, stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do you hear that? I got dogs barking. I got
the lawnmowers
mowing.
Yeah, I hear the lawnmower.
Yeah, I heard
goodness.
A little.
I love it. I love a beautiful day on the farm.
See, this one I found out. Pockets are very rare for women's pants.
Yes.
Why don't
yes.
you guys have pockets?
Well, I think that they're more, you know, form-fitting, and sometimes a pocket makes things look wider. But what sucks even more is when you do have a pocket, that thing's so tiny, you can't put anything in
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah, I can't put anything in it.
Or
you
guys have good pockets.
It pops out the side on your thighs. I hate that. When it doesn't, like, sit flat.
Yeah.
And it puffs. Ugh.
But every time I see a woman that does have pockets that they do enjoy, they seem so happy. So, like, would you enjoy more pockets?
Hell yeah. If there's a dress with pockets, I'm like, look at my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Women shouldn't be carrying stuff in pockets.
No, but a dress with pockets, you have a place for your hands.
Women
fabulous.
Should wear cargo pants all
that
the time.
Too.
You can wear culottes.
Here's one
door, I'll be right back.
That I didn't realize until I lived with Heather. Never, ever dry her clothes in a dryer.
Oh, trigger. Oh. Yeah.
I dried a pair of, I don't know if they were pleather or some sort of weird.
Oh my gosh.
They seriously looked like they should be going onto a doll. Like, they were like this big.
We had the biggest fight the other day. So Lisa said to me from the other room, hey, can you throw the clothes in the dryer? And I said, yeah, sure. When you asked me to throw the clothes in the dryer, what does that mean?
You put the clothes in the dryer.
You gotta separate.
You take everything that's in the washer and you throw it in the dryer and you turn it on, correct?
Well, you don't separate whites from colors?
No. They were already washed. It was already washed. Everything was washed in the washing machine. And she said, well, you put the clothes in the dryer. So I did. Dude,
I still think you need separate loads for separate colors.
So what happened?
Because I threw her bras in there, she lost her shit on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
don't.
Yeah.
Okay, to be fair, you didn't know.
Right, you didn't.
Every bra I've ever worn, you could throw in the dryer. Is what I said.
You got to stay for you know the form. It loses its form.
And then there's also delicates that don't go in the dryer, and you're supposed to know that also.
Right, and like if there's so like the t-shirt that Danielle's wearing, it's kind of a fitted t-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't dry stuff like that ever because I'm like, if this even shrinks an inch, this is going to be a problem. So right. I'll just air dry that too. Oh.
See, you learn that when you finally move in with a woman.
Elvis, yeah.
Froggy
again,
just didn't learn it.
Another advantage to being gay, Elvis. Another advantage. Just throw everything in the dryer.
Oh, please.
See, and then to your point, women only own one truly good bra.
Nope.
No,
that's,
I have
that's
a few.
Not true. I have a lot.
Yeah. But the couple that I own, even though I don't even like bras and I don't like wearing them, I swear by them. And if I can't find them, I get very upset. Even though I have other bras, they're like show bras. You don't really wear those.
Okay. All right.
Wait, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
Okay.
No bra.
I found out about this period panties apparently are a thing.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, they are.
For sure.
You can't wear your nice panties during the time of month.
Oh,
no.
Stop using that word.
Yeah, it's a bad word.
You know what I just learned, too? Like, I know there was many side effects of birth control, as Gandhi mentioned just the other day, too. But the amount of side effects, if you read the instructions on some of the boxes, like, the paper is like the iTunes user agreement with all the side effects that women go through. Like, words I've never heard before.
Yep.
It's just, guys, if you do yourself a favor, just see what possibly could go through, women could go through from taking birth control.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
That's why I had three kids.
Here's something.
Not dealing with it.
An innocent cleaning excursion in the right circumstances will lead to a full-on reorganization of all the furniture in the house.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
It's like working a puzzle. I know that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Fancy makeup takes a very long time.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah,
definitely does.
I found that out.
Without a doubt.
Moisturizer goes on your body, not just your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're different. There's a face one and a body one.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very important thing. Alex will use just Jergens lotion or whatever on his face.
Me
like,
too.
What do you don't do that.
No.
It's not good for your face.
No. You will lose way more hair ties than socks.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. I have one in my hair right now. I have two on my wrist because these things go missing all the time.
But those things are always clogging the drain in my house. How?
Oh, okay. You sound like Sheldon because my bobby pins go down the sink and he's like, oh, the plumber came again. Look what he found. And it's like 25 bobby pins that get shoved down there.
I don't know how they get down there.
I don't know.
See, I realized that when my hair was long, I would be like, God, where's my thing? And they just vanish.
Yeah.
I have no clue where they went.
Always have one on your wrist.
That's it. That's the list.
That's good. You know, an interesting one that one of my very best friends and her husband got into an argument about was, unless you live with a woman, you don't understand that we use at least twice as much toilet paper as you guys do. Yeah. So if you have just a little bit left, you can't be like, oh, that's going to last us a week. No, it's not.
No.
Stop it. They got into a huge fight because he actually tried to have an intervention with her and he said, you're using too much toilet paper. I don't use this much toilet paper. She was like, are you an idiot? This is seriously the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, toilet paper.
Because you don't dab after you pee, right, men?
Right.
Yeah, I do.
You just shake. Oh, you do?
Scotty does.
Yeah.
Well, Scotty does.
I only buy single ply for that reason.
I dab for about 10 minutes sometimes.
What? Oh. Wait, Scary. Wait, hold on. Scary, you have a different toilet paper for dabbing than you do for other things?
No. I only use one ply toilet paper because I'm in fear of clogged toilets by my girlfriend because she uses a lot, whatever. Oh. I mean, whatever it is.
Okay.
Right. I don't want it. I don't want to deal with a plunger or
ever. Did you
ever.
Just throw Robin under the bus going, yeah. I'm afraid my
she
girlfriend clogged
my
the
girlfriend
toilet?
My girlfriend wipes her ass too much.
I'm
very comfortable with this conversation.
Women don't use more toilet paper per sitting. They use more toilet paper per week.
Right.
In general.
They have to use it.
Yes, and you do understand that by getting the one ply, she's going to use more because one ply sucks.
Right.
You guys don't have to.
She's going to double up on one ply.
On your finger, too.
But wait, you don't want your girlfriend
with duty on her finger?
Well,
what
if
is
you have
this?
A nail, too, that's not good.
Oh.
For one ply? No. One ply, not allowed.
There's an art to using one ply. You know, you just have to be very
careful.
There's an art. No, there's not.
There's an art.
Use twice as much. Yeah, that's the art.
Use twice as much.
Once again, I know how much make. Don't be a cheap ass. Buy some.
Enough with that.
It's called math.
I'm not being a cheap ass. You know me. I spend money, but when it comes to
you splurge on the dumb things, not on the things we need.
On stuff for you, but not your girlfriend.
No, I spoil her silly.
You kind of punish her with the one ply. Like we're not talking about. We're getting the same toilet paper.
She did make a comment to me once. She goes, "Why don't you have two plies here? I don't understand it. You live high on the hog and everything else you do.
Do you tell her it's because of her?
You and your shits.
Because you're the clogger.
I don't trust my own toilet bowl. That's the problem.
Mm. Wait a minute. You told me you got the Commander 4 that you could put golf balls down.
Oh, the Champion 4 is definitely the...
It, so then what are you worried about?
Are you saying Robin Hood's bigger than golf balls?
Wait, hold on. I can't hear it. What'd you say, Frog?
You have golf balls falling out of your ass. Why are you flushing golf balls?
No. The Champion 4, as advertised, it can swallow an entire bucket of golf balls in one gulp.
But not Robin's poop.
No, I never said that. Oh,
my God. Poor Robin.
You get a hole in one in the bathroom.
Maybe.
I flushed a double eagle.
Maybe the one ply,
or whatever those things are called.
Maybe the one ply deters her from staying over, and that's what he wants.
Oh my God. No, that's not true. You guys, no, I'm the only one who uses one.
What else is on your list?
If you ever propose, Scary, you can hand her a double ply shaman or something.
that was the list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was Gandhi that brought up the toilet paper thing.
Pretty good. Pretty good, guys. Mm-hmm. Scary. Always coming through.
No. Oh, you realize, God. Scary, that one-ply toilet paper is as thin on your butt as that shirt is on you?
Well, ooh. Then you always
you have single-ply t-shirt.
You end with a flushable wipe, and you're good.
Those aren't flushable.
The flushable wipe's going to clog your toilet faster than toilet paper will.
It says the word flushable
on it. But they say you're really not supposed to flush them. That's what they say.
Most things are flushable, but they'll clog your toilet.
I wipe my butt on this every day.
Oh, God. Ollie
Bear. Used to be a white dog.
No, that's actually Max. That's Max.
They need haircuts desperately.
I know they say not to flush flushable wipes, but we've been flushing them forever, and they don't clog the toilet. So I don't.
Okay.
We don't have a problem.
Well,
they mess up the sewer system.
You just jinxed yourself, Frog.
Yep.
Okay. I'll let you
I was actually part of a class action lawsuit against some flushable wipes. I got about 76 cents.
Wow.
Wow. Big spender.
Can we have Robin on the podcast tomorrow, please?
No.
Yes.
She's going to be mortified. Okay, yeah, tomorrow and tomorrow only.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Right.
Because we're going to do one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I see the text now coming to Scary. What did you say today?
My mother, you guys, my mom texted me.
Oh, no.
Said, heard you talking about us this morning. My friend heard you, too. And one of Carol and Bobby's daughter's friends heard you. She called Carol and told her.
Oh, tell your parents I'm so sorry.
Your parents are all swinging with those other people.
You guys suggested that my parents could be swingers. That's
tell them not to listen. Tell them not to listen to your show.
Right.
Because they're going to hear things that they can't handle.
I suggested your parents' friends are actually your real parents.
You guys.
You did.
Now, sorry, his Scary. Father's a spitting image of
I know.
Scary. Although Elvis, on yesterday's Brooklyn Boys episode that we recorded, episode 194, I did also accuse his parents of swinging. Because they go everywhere with this couple.
Really? So this is like a thing, Scary.
Maybe they are swapping.
They're best friends. Don't you guys have parents that have best friends since they were like teenagers and they were like double dating? They've been together forever.
I get that.
Like, what about if your mom falls asleep early? How do you know that Tony's not like moving it on the other? You know?
Hey, Carol, why don't you come over here, Carol?
Carol.
I'll give you the Brooklyn sausage.
Guys, oh you're talking about my parents here. I can't even think about this.
You know, hey, your parents got down. You exist?
Yeah.
I can't think about my parents in that
way. He's got brothers and sisters. They like to do it a lot.
Yeah.
Very
do
busy.
Do you Scary. Still look like your parents and not the other people a little bit?
You, all of you. All of
I bet
you.
They're doing it right now.
Stop it. No.
Call
I love it.
Bob and Ro, Carol and Tony.
They do have adjoining hotel rooms, though.
Easy access. Connecting door.
Easy access.
Okay. Is that it? Are we
and
done?
We're done.
They've got a special knock that they use when they're ready.
They got pineapples everywhere, right, Frog?
Yes, upside down.
All right. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.